welcome back to WBOI Presents. If you're just joining us, our news roundup on WBOI Presents continues with a focus on local policy.
Last month, Morning Edition host Zach Bernard gave us an update on city government. He joins us now with another update. Zach, welcome back to WBOI Presents.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
Fort Wayne's budget was approved by City Council on October 24th on an 8-1 vote. Can you give us an overview of the city's budget for the next year?
Yes, the city's budget is going to come in at about $163 million, which is pretty close to on par with what we've seen over the last several years. City Council, over the last several weeks in October, ended up slashing about $1.28 million of that. So when you really start to break down the math, $1.28 million of $163 million is far less than 1% of the budget, and that's what we're looking at for the numbers going into 2018.
So the cuts weren't too steep, it seems. What were some departments that saw cuts and how much?
We ended up seeing a $202,000 cut to community development and a $270,000 cut. And there's some change involved in there, too, to the parks department. And the mayor's office will not see salary increases either. So that's not necessarily a cut, but those are just some of the budget items that were changed during the city council process of deliberation. Throughout the month of October.
It was approved on an 8-1 vote. Who is the dissenting vote and why?
It was Councilman Jason Arp who was the dissenting vote, and he did have a statement shortly after that. He stated that he couldn't vote for a budget that increased spending, and he felt that funds for several things just weren't really necessary. So he did end up being the only dissenting vote, though the remainder of City Council seemed pretty pleased with the outcome of the 2018 budget.
What was Mayor Tom Henry's reaction to the cuts?
He released a statement and he seemed very pleased. All things considered, he ended up commenting on the fact that not a whole lot ended up being cut. And, you know, he is the one who proposes the budget to City Council. So I would imagine that when you propose a spending plan of $163 million and you only see $1 million in change cut from that, you're going to be a pretty happy person. And by the statement, it certainly sounded like Mayor Tom Henry was.
I can't let you go without getting your thoughts on the World Series. It seemed like Houston had the momentum in their favor after that ridiculous Game 5, but the Dodgers won last night. Do the Dodgers end their drought, or do the Astros do what they should have done last night and clinch?
Well, it's funny because you talked about the momentum that it seemed like the Astros had. If there's one thing that we've learned from this World Series is that nobody truly has momentum, and if they do, it doesn't last very long. So even though the Dodgers ended up pulling it out last night, I don't think they're coming in with any sort of, you know, like we've used the word momentum, because I think the Astros are a powerhouse team that's ready to take them on. It's so hard to figure out what happens tonight because of that. I would have to say that I think my money would be on the Dodgers if I were a betting man, but I'm not, which is a fortunate thing for tonight's game. But I do expect another very, very good night of baseball. The two most beautiful words in the English language are free beer, but you don't hear those often. So we'll go with Game 7.
Zach Bernard, thank you for joining us tonight.
It's my pleasure.
On November 9th, one day after Issues and Ales, we are hosting a live Meet the Music broadcast. Joining me in the studio now for an inside look at everything possibly relating to putting these shows together is WBOI's Julia Meek and her partner in crime, Rob Martinez. Welcome to WBOI Presents.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
When did you start doing live Meet the Music shows, and when did C2G Music Hall come into the picture?
Well, that was within the first year. It was so popular that everybody cried to let's go live, and C2G is such a wonderful, hospitable, acoustically superior venue in which to do something like this, of course. And so we were on it. I always desired and had a wonderful live show partner in crime, and that was originally Andrew Anderson. Mm-hmm. And eventually then when he moved on, Sarah D'Elia was happy to join me in those.
She actually met her future husband during a live Meet the Music.
I don't often play Cupid, but I was really kind of proud to do that because it was such a special occasion. And in the meantime, she moved on to a wonderful job south of here. And so who could I ask for better than Rob Martinez to fill those shoes?
Couldn't agree more. Who are some of the different acts that you've had at live Meet the Music events over the years?
Well, in a way, Rob will vouch for this one. It would be easier to say what kind of music we haven't had. But seriously, folks, there's no genre left behind on Meet the Music
We've had
every week
blues bands. We've had heavy metal guys. We've had electronic techno funk. We've had
every kind of folk imaginable.
Folk imaginable.
Inspirational music.
We've had Fort Wayne music legends like Duane Eby and Fred Rother. We've had up and coming bands.
We've had Ivory West when we knew her as certainly a youngster. We've had pedal steel guitar when we could get it with David Toteron's been there a couple mm-hmm. configurations, and not to mention we've had all kinds of crossovers, including Jane Heald, who is a wonderful philharmonic cellist, and she loves to jump genres, so to speak, and so mm-hmm. she's come in. Any kind of music, the best of the blues, like you say, the best of the best.
What's it like in the moment, putting on a live Meet the Music show?
It's always been an adventure that when we do the live Meet the Music shows, because it is live, and we're waiting for someone to say, we're on the air, let's go. And then, you know, if a guitar string breaks in the middle of a performance, hey, it's live. So they push through it, we get through it. It's spontaneous, it's happening now and everything. Plus, it gives everyone a chance to come out and see us. I mean, see how a live Meet the Music progress.
To really meet the music.
Yeah, to come out and get it done.
How many additional volunteers are needed for a live Meet the Music at C2G, on top of the wonderful people who help you produce the show week after week?
Well, over and above the tech team and all of the support team, and they actually even have a lovely green room, which is mm-hmm. important for all of us, that's for sure, because this is, let's say, 5 o'clock in the afternoon through 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, between getting everything tweaked and set up and sound set and presented, and then just that sigh of relief at the end of things. But of course, it starts with Brad Etter, who is our own wonderful connection conduit, if you will, between the organizations C2G and WBOI. And he's also one of the hosts, the founder of, and one of the hosts of our own Sidetracks on Saturday evening. So he's like Mr. Music and a huge supporter of live music. So he's always there coordinating everything. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have Pastor Mark and Pastor Brian, who take care of everything at C2G, and they're on the scene too. But we have actually, from the community, we have Albright's Meats and Deli giving us the wonderful food to get everybody through the night at the green room. That's just for our staff. And
plus, we have to mention Leah Denny, our special events coordinator.
She's a whole chapter in herself. Yes.
She absolutely gets everybody here at the station rounded up and at the event. The short answer would be it takes a village to run a live Meet the Music broadcast.
What kind of a response do we get from listeners at the live Meet the Music events?
The people are there for the entire 2 hours. They enjoy the bands. I mean, they really stay around, and they just like, well, I don't know if I'm going to stick around for this band. But once the band starts playing, it's like, wait a minute. And they sit back down, they enjoy it, and everyone has fun when they come out.
And that's a perfect reflection of the point of the whole show and the result of the whole show, and having such a loyal band of listeners from all of these years building up. I say once we're into our eighth year, we've got folks that they really rather expect it. They expect to be entertained and surprised and pleased and step outside of their own, maybe not necessarily comfort, I need to say, genres, but just the things that they would actually seek out, because all of a sudden it's like, well, you did like this, now let's try this one on, and yeah, oh my goodness, yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Tell me about some of the acts we can expect to hear from at the next live Meet the Music.
Well, we think people are not going to be disappointed. Beat our own record, that's for sure. We have Joe Martin Ricky, and he's an incredibly gifted and talented singer-songwriter, does a lot of his own composition, and he lives in Huntington, and he teaches at Taylor University, and he's still a big presence on the Fort Wayne music scene. So that's really, really exciting.
And then it's Jane Heald, Sean Ellsworth Hoffman, and John Renz, and they're with the Balrog. And this is a brand new fusion band that I haven't heard, so I'm excited to hear that.
And speaking of fusion, Jane's classically oriented and embraces the whole world of music. Sean is Celtic and Americana mm-hmm. rooted, and yet, again, embraces a world of good music. And then John Renz is very well known for the Farmland Jazz Band and other jazz insanity, if you will. I say that in a good way, of things that he has done here in the community, and put them all together, and that is the Balrog, and they're bringing it. And this is they're newly formed, and so this is kind of a premiere for them, at least in a big situation, and that's exciting. And then of course some might say we save the best for last, and also I have to say, in the order of things, one of our longest term friends here in the music in the music community, and especially here for donating her time and energy and wonderful music, is Sunny Taylor and her band. Sunny Taylor Band's coming up to bring it all home with a grand finale, shall we say.
She's been on every single year of Meet the Music.
In addition to the acts, or maybe there's something that we haven't mentioned, what makes you most excited about this upcoming live Meet the Music broadcast?
Well, Ben, I'm certainly glad you asked, because it's been a life dream, as Rob will vouch for this one, to add something visual to the show that one could only get by coming out to the show.
And that would be Pyroscope Entertainment. They were with us at the Taste of the Arts kickoff concert last August, and they got up in front of a band and performed with juggling and dancing and hula hoops. And at the end of that concert, they went and did their own show with fire on Main Street that was closed off. And they had a huge crowd. They've done it for the last couple of years. Great entertainment.
And though they did offer to bring the fire into the music, but we are going for all of the wonderful LED light and the wonderful color and the wonderful sensation, and it will indeed be something that you will have to see to appreciate and believe. Otherwise, we do broadcast these as they're coming right out live, and you can hear everything, but you'll not be able to see Pyroscope unless you're down there with us.
Final thoughts? Give us the when and where on the next Meet the Music live broadcast.
It's Thursday at C2G Music Hall. That's 323 West Baker Street. It's just south of Parkview Field in downtown Fort Wayne. There's plenty of parking there. There's going to be food and drink available for purchase. You can come see the show.
We really do believe there's an incredible above average amount of homegrown musical goodness here in Northeast Indiana, and we're sharing it that night.
Rob, Julia, thank you for joining us on WBOI Presents.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
That's our show for tonight. An enormous thank you to everyone who helped put this news roundup together.
We also want to thank everyone involved in making our events successful. Issues and Ales will be a week from tonight, and Meet the Music Live will be a week from tomorrow.
Our theme music is provided by Mark Waldick.
Other music was provided by Addison Egan and Michaela Nevers.
This entire episode will be available on our website. If you missed anything or want to go back and catch one of your favorite stories, you can do just that at WBOI.org. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana.
And I'm Ben Clemmer. Thank you for listening to WBOI Presents. Folk Tales is next. Stay tuned.